walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah. And they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the moon to hell with hate. Come on, get on. Wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. The man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers, killing one of them, has been taken into custody. 57-year-old Vance Belter was arrested this evening, a law enforcement source tells CBS News. Details are still sketchy, but we have learned he was arrested near his home in Green Isle, which is in Sibley County. More than 100 officers from Minnesota were zeroing in on him. Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension Drew Evans describes what was found in his vehicle.
This is a notebook with a lot of that's been reported of lawmakers and others that are listed in here, and then much more other thoughts that are throughout this, as opposed to a very succinct document.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is expected to hold a news conference within the hour. President Trump tonight directed federal immigration officials to prioritize mass deportations from what he referred to as Democrat-run cities. More from CBS's Paula Smolinski.
After a week of nationwide protest against the Trump administration's immigration enforcement raids, President Trump told Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers they have his unwavering support to, quote, get the job done.
Loud explosions rang out in Israel a short time ago. It came shortly after Israel's army warned of a new missile salvo from Iran and advised the public to take cover. BBC correspondent Ione Wells is in Jerusalem.
Well, Sunday night has seen continued attacks from both sides, Iran and Israel, still firing at one another. In Israel, there have been confirmations of a direct hit in Haifa, which is a northern coastal city in Israel. Emergency services have been responding at the scene. There are reports of some people who have been injured and taken to hospital, including for things like smoke inhalation as well.
At least five people are dead, with three missing after flooding in and around Wheeling, West Virginia.
Anyone hoping that country roads would take them home through Wheeling, West Virginia, will likely be left wanting. A long stretch of U.S. 40 headed into the city is shut down. Emergency manager Lou Vargo.
Not only is there debris on the roads, some of those roads are washed away. It's just very dangerous. So we're pleading for everybody to please stay away.
Wheeling Fire Chief Jim Blazer says first responders have pulled out all the stops to find the missing.
We're using drones, search dogs, and Swiftwater personnel, and we have teams organized that are searching sectors.
Peter King, CBS News.
President Trump has just landed in Calgary, Canada for the G7 summit. The three-day meetings with seven nations leaders are expected to focus on the escalating conflict between Iran and Israel. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers. T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more. 24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with auto pay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Chargers sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
Okay, dads, this was your day. Did your family lavish you with great gifts? Probably not, says Stacy Lynn.
We spend way less for Dad on Father's Day than we spend on our moms on Mother's Day. According to the National Retail Federation, Americans will shell out about $24 billion for pops today. While that is a lot of dad dough, we spent over $34 billion last month on our mamas. Data from RetailMeNot also shows the spending gap, which is only getting bigger. According to its retail surveys, we are each dropping about $232 on this Father's Day, much less than last year, and also less than each of us spent on mom. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The UK has appointed Blaise Metrelli the first ever woman to head its MI6 spy service, which of course became famous through Ian Fleming's fictional agent James Bond. The person in the post is referred to as C, not M, as in those movies. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 59. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s on your Monday. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high around 83. For Wednesday, more showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s.
It's 60 at our studios.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you want to, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Reservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Time left for you.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm not a trace. I'm down in my mind.
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time. WRJN.
Thank you. shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy.
Happy, happy, had made me
very happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. Oh, I don't know just why. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The man police say is behind two politically motivated shootings in Minnesota is now under arrest. Governor Tim Walz.
After a two-day manhunt, two sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter.
The Ramsey County Sheriff's Office posted a picture on social media that appears to show Bolter being taken into custody. The face of evil, the sheriff's office wrote. CBS's Pat Milton.
Bolter allegedly fatally shot former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark in their home early Saturday in the northern Minneapolis suburbs. He also allegedly wounded Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife in their home about 9 miles away.